welcome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Vinny Eastwood Show. I've been screaming and crying all morning because I don't have any money. And it's not because I haven't been earning it. It's because PayPal shut me down. And for the life of me, for the last 2 days, I've been crying and screaming on, more than I'd like, trying to look for a PayPal alternative that don't look like they frickin' exist. So the show may not be on air for too much longer unless people are able to somehow figure out, and I can't figure this out, and most of the listeners can't figure this out, to instead of donating through the PayPal, instead start donating through the KiwiBank bank account, because at least that hasn't been cancelled and taken offline and completely messed me round yet. Well, at least by the grace of God, some things still work, like the phone systems and very nice, wonderful people who I love, like Pastor Lindsay Williams, coming at us live, I think, from Mexico. Pastor Lindsay Williams, are you there?
Yes, Vinny. Thank you so very much for allowing Dr. Rodriguez and me to be guests on your show today.
That's right. Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez from the, what's the medical center that you're at? Biocarehospital.com, I believe, is the website.
That is correct.
Okay. And also, people, just bear in mind that the reason Lindsay is down at this hospital and health center is because of, the fact that, you know, this is where the elite go in order to keep themselves healthy and nice and plush and what have you. And they even have a call-in number. So if you are wanting to cruise down there yourself, the number is 1-800-701-7345. That's 1-800-701-7345. So, Rodrigo or Lindsay, would you like to start?
I guess Pastor Williams would be the starter.
Yes, Vinny. You know, for the past 37 years, I've tried my best to tell audiences exactly what the elite are like and where they go and what they do and how they live and their style. I know there are many people out there in your audience that are brand new. You always have new listeners. So very briefly, many years ago, I was invited to be the chaplain to the elite of the world. And for 3 years' time, I had the privilege of sitting across a dinner table from them, living in the dorms with them at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, during the construction of the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and got to know a number of them that I've kept in touch with over the years. Well, back in January of this year, I became desperately ill. And when I say desperately ill, I was so sick, Benny, I thought I was going to die and afraid I wouldn't. And my elite friend had told me where to go. In fact, a number of years ago, he said to me one day, he said, Lindsay, you have got to go down here to this International Biocare Hospital. He said, you just need to go down and look it over. And he said, if you ever get sick, he said, that's where you've got to go. Well, Vinny, no doctor, nobody in America could take care of me. I kept getting sicker and sicker. And one day I called Dr. Rodriguez and I said, Doctor, I'm in trouble. I need help. I said, do you mind if I come down? Well, I did. And I've been here now for about 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks. And, Vinny, I've never seen anything like this. Something that no doctor in America could take care of, no way that he could send me home well. And yet I had to come across the border into Tijuana, Mexico, to find things that they won't even allow to be done in the United States of America. So today I am actually sitting here in the International Biocare Hospital doing this program with you from outside the United States of America, of all things, and so privileged to be able to introduce to your audience one of the most unusual men in the medical field. I put it this way, the most unusual man in the medical field that I have ever known. Knowledgeable, world famous. He speaks around the world at different conventions and seminars. And I don't think I've ever found anyone in the health field that has the knowledge he's had. I've had an opportunity to talk with him around the showtimes, and I am fascinated just by listening. I've had an education just being here, not only an education, but, of course, getting well at the same time. So, Vinny, you know, usually I talk about political things, what's going to happen to the economy, when the dollars, what's going to happen to the dollar. Today, I am so glad that I can let people know that there is hope. You positively do not need to suffer from cancer. Now, I say that unequivocally. I say it without hesitation. You don't need to suffer from degenerative diseases. You don't need to suffer from chronic fatigue syndrome, heart disease, multiple sclerosis, hepatitis C, all of those things that the doctors have a question about being able to do anything about. You don't have any trouble with these. And the elite know where to go. And my elite friend, whom I call Mr. X in my book, Energy Non-Crisis, he said to me, he said, Lindsay, that's where you've got to go. Well, I took his advice, and here I am. And, Vinny, it's a privilege to be with you today.
So you're feeling a lot better, I take it.
Yes, say again.
I say that you're probably feeling a lot better, yes?
I am feeling, for the last 3 days, I've actually feel like my old self again. But, Vinny, you can't imagine what they've done to me and all the different things that they had to put in me and the different treatments they had to give me in order to do it. And the part that's so unusual, Vinny, is that so many of these treatments can't even be given in the United States of America.
Why not? Are they illegal or something like that? Or is just because what I find about the FDA is that essentially as soon as the treatment comes into the field that actually is safe, is effective, and not prohibitively expensive, it is called dangerous and claimed that there is no evidence behind it and is rejected, and people continue to die of degenerative diseases.
Let me give you an example of one. This hospital right here, the International BioCare Hospital, is the only place on the face of the earth that this treatment is given. You can't get it anywhere else. And just give a little background. Over 20 years ago, my elite friend, who was a senior executive with Atlantic Richfield, my elite friend was diagnosed by hospitals in Washington State as having advanced cancer in both the lungs and the liver. Now, this is not unusual for oil men. They come in contact with so many chemicals, other things in the course of their life out there in the oil field, and so many of them, amazingly, how many oil men die with cancer because of this. And so this gentleman was diagnosed with lung and liver cancer, and they said, it is so far advanced, just go home, write your will, enjoy your last few days, there's nothing we can do for you. He didn't take no for an answer. Now, the diagnosis was no problem. I mean, being with what he was with Atlantic Richfield, he could afford the best doctors, and the diagnosis was the best could be given. Well, he went to another country, and he found what is called an Alivizartos treatment. It took 21 days to take it. Now, I have been given it here the past 2 weeks, and you're given one every day. And he took the Alivizartos treatment and went back to Washington State, went back to the same doctors. They went through all the tests, examined him again, and they said, we can't believe it. They said, this is unreal. They said, you don't have any cancer. We cannot find any anywhere. Now, that was over 20 years ago. This gentleman has now retired from Atlantic Richfield. He is in his 70s. He's perfectly healthy, has had no reoccurrence in over 20 years, and he still flies his own airplane. Now, Vinny, people do not need to suffer from cancer, heart disease, degenerative diseases. Oh, yes, in America, they would like you to either be burned up with radiation or pickled with chemotherapy or cut apart and dissected. none of those things are necessary. There are ways around all of this. Now, that's an example of just one of the treatments that I've been taking here this week. Even though I did not have cancer, the Aleve's Octos treatment works on what I did have, Vinny.
All right, so Dr. Rodriguez, I'd like to hear from you now as well. Would you be able to explain what condition Pastor Williams came to you in and what you did to make him better?
Sure. Well, there's really not a major secret about what we're doing. As Pastor Williams has well said, there are many modalities that you could do in the United States and so forth, and you're questioning why not. And I think that's the beginning of the key of the problem. We have gotten used to the idea, and that's probably the big mistake, that any disease is coming from the outside, that there's something out there ready to make us fail or that we're going to be prey to and this type of thing. So we have to defend ourselves from that external thing somehow. And funny enough, that somehow always is a pharmaceutical. There are a lot of things that are out there ready to attack us, and we have to protect ourselves with a pharmaceutical. I think that's the beginning of the big mistake. Number one, the major diseases, the big killers in today's medical environment, in life as a whole, are really things that come from within. The major killers in America are cancer and heart disease. Heart disease, number one, cancer, second place. And the big disability source in the United States are degenerative diseases. High blood pressure or stroke, vascular disease, heart disease, Parkinson's. None of these diseases come from the outside. And that's the major flaw of medical care today. We're trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist, like something that's outside of our bodies. And what we have to do and what we do at International BioCare is we put together a number of modalities that are going to be based on oxygenation. Oxygen is very important. On nourishment. Nourishment has been completely neglected. In America, for example, nutritional deficiencies are just as common as anything else, as the common cold. And many people are deficient in minerals, many people are deficient in certain vitamins, many people are low in this and that, and nobody seems to pay any attention. And then we wonder how come our bodies are falling apart, literally. How come our immune system doesn't work anymore? How come our joints are falling apart? How come our intestinal tract is in such a bad shape, with bloatedness, with acid reflux, with constipation, and all these symptoms in just about everybody? And the only answer we have for all these things that should be warnings telling us you have to change the way you're treating your body, they give you a pharmaceutical. And just to give you an idea, I have to tell you that in America, about over 90% of the people, 65 or more, take some form of chronic medication. What is that? Cholesterol drugs, high blood pressure drugs, calcium, and all these things that we seem to give just about everybody. Cholesterol drugs, for example, are probably one of the most common prescription items right now in the United States of America. What is the problem with cholesterol medication? The problem with cholesterol medication is that it's trying to cure a non-existent disease. When the cholesterol goes up, it's a big warning. It's telling us we have to do something. And what we do? we take care of the laboratory figure. We want to lower that number no matter what. And no matter what means a lot of side effects. All cholesterol-lowering medications have a lot of side effects that we don't want, we don't desire, we don't need. That's the most important. Because if we were to change some of the things that we do, if we were to supplement our life with better nourishment and better understanding of what food is and what food is for, and if we started to exercise and get some of these modalities that we do at the hospital, you're going to see how you start improving. Now, what do we do in the hospital? Well, we take advantage of medical technology to do a lot of those things that I'm mentioning in a more efficient way, in a faster
doctor,
administration.
Unfortunately, we're coming to break now. We'll be right back after just a few minutes with Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez and Pastor Lindsay Williams on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you touch those dials.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the Chateau de Rothschild, the headquarters of the medical mafia. We're going to be talking today with a very special doctor, Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez, and his very special patient, Pastor Lindsay Williams. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Well, thank you so very much, Vinnie. I like that down under voice you've got there. Sounds great.
Especially when it's done in a mafioso impression. Now, Dr. Rodriguez, I was just thinking about this over the break, that the reason why the medical industry treats people with drugs is because, well, basically, they want to make a buck. Drugs don't cure the problem. And so therefore, because the problem ain't cured, you can keep selling it to them until they're dead.
Well, the real truth is that medicine has completely neglected what should be the number one objective of medical care, which is the patient. We tend to do a lot of testing, look at laboratory results, and just act very liberally, prescribing medication for people that in many cases is going to have a lot of side effects, that in many cases is not going to work, and that in many cases is going to be simply toxic. And many people get sick because of the medication they're taking. And a lot of the complications that we're living with today, in today's medical environment, are due to the fact that we take medication. And to the fact that we pay no attention whatsoever to the well-being of the living patient that we have across the desk. If you were taking care of a car, if you were taking care of a pet, you'd be doing a lot of things trying to be good to that. If you had a good car, I'm sure you'd look for very good quality of fuel, a very good quality of lubrication, original spare parts. I mean, you're going to be taking care of that machine. You're not just going to pour a chemical, like, let's say, an additive, to make it just keep on going. You're going to check why does it need the additive in the first place? Is something that needs to be replaced? Is something that has to be fixed? Am I using the right kind of fuel, etc.? The same with a pet. I mean, if our dog has any problem, we start immediately reviewing what's happening with the dog and if it exercises, if it moves, if it's drinking enough water, etc. So we do these things for everything else, but we never do them for ourselves. The opposite. The first problem is ourselves. We take our bodies and health for granted, so we just abuse them. We just do whatever we want to do. We go wherever we want to go. We go hours and hours of lack of sleep, and then we just have coffee or whatever, or one of these, it can be get worse, any of these newer so-called energy drinks that contain a lot of substances that are going to stimulate you and give you problems, and loaded with sugar. Sugar, of course, is a stimulant, but you pay a dear price for using them. So all these things are happening, and we're not paying any attention. Then when we go to the doctor, what the doctor does, he will very, very seldom talk about your diet and lifestyle. Very seldom. And if he does, he's going to do it very superficially. He might tell you need to lose weight, you might need to stop smoking, you might need to do this, but he's never going to be serious about it. He's never going to sit with you and go point by point and say, look, if we need this to be successful, I want you to do this, I want you to do that, and I'm going to help you, I'm going to guide you. When you tell somebody you need to lose weight, you're saying nothing. That person knew it before he went to see you. I mean, everybody knows when they need to lose weight. What they need is you to make a very serious approach to the problem, review the diet with them. Ideally, and that's what we do here, ideally is put the patient on an environment where I'm going to feed you and I'm going to see that you eat what you have to do and I'm going to see that you learn the difference. So when you leave the hospital, you know how you're going to keep on doing things. In one word, I'm going to show you how to keep taking care of you in order to be successful in what you and I want to accomplish. And because you're in the hospital, and this is a hospital, I can use intravenous substances. I can take advantage of the speed and efficiency of intravenous administration. What
you're not
was talking about,
Doctor, are you talking about intravenous vitamin C?
It's really a formula of nutritional components in a different proportion and very well tied together to get something happening. What we want to do with that is we want to increase the oxygenation of the blood. We want to increase the oxygen that's delivered to every tissue because we know that cancers hate oxygen. So the more oxygen I can make, I can get to your system and flow through your system, the better off you're going to be. And on top of that, I'm not only being nasty to the cancer cells, but I'm helping the immune system. The immune system is the one that ultimately is going to locate the bad cell and it's going to destroy it. Nothing else will do it. And something that your doctor won't tell you is that many of these drugs, in the best of the cases, are going to help you accomplish something. But healing needs to come from within. I'm going to give you a simple example. If you catch an infection today, and the infection seems to linger around, and you go to the doctor, he's going to give you an antibiotic. And the antibiotic might work. On the other hand, might not work, but let's say it works. And then you say, oh, this antibiotic was very good because as soon as I started taking it, I got rid of the infection. No, it wasn't the antibiotic. The antibiotic can only do so much. If you didn't have a good immunity, you would be in real problem. And right now, we can prove that very easy with people that have damaged immune systems, like in the case of AIDS. People with AIDS can catch a simple infection and end up in a hospital or end up in the grave. Why? Because the antibiotics are not going to be the total answer. We need our own defenses to help us bounce back and heal.
All right. Well, the thing about this situation in terms of, well, medically speaking, across the whole of the United States, indeed the Western world, is people are getting sick with diseases that didn't previously exist. You know, why is that? Why is it that all these things are happening now? Why is cancer at such massive, massive rates? In New Zealand, 1 in 2 people get cancer. 1 in 2.
Okay, you're touching on a very important part here. This is very important. Because what we're looking at, and you're absolutely right, we're looking at the pathology, at the diseases that, yes, we saw in the past, but not in these numbers. And let alone the numbers, the big problem also is we're seeing all these diseases in younger and younger people. And that is a big problem too, because we don't want to lose our young people. We are used, we grew up in the belief that those older than us are going to go first. And then we go, and then our children. But what we're seeing today is that many young people are dying before their parents. And they're dying with terrible diseases. But then when you take a second look and you review what we're doing to our children, it's even worse than what we're doing to adults. We're not taking care of ourselves, but we're taking much worse care of our children. Let me go back to the analogy I did with the car, where you want to get your car with the best fuel and the best lubricant. It doesn't take a genius to know that if you go to any restaurant and you open the so-called children menus, you're going to see the worst part of the food supply. You're going to see fried food, sugar, highly processed things, and very high fat, and salt. So you have the big enemies of the health. First, the 2 S, sugar and salt. Then refined flour. Then you're going to have the fried food, the excess fats, and fats that are the worst quality. And you're going to see that in all these menus, there's nothing that's live. There's no live food in there. You're never going to see fruit. You're never going to see vegetables. You're never going to see grains. You're going to see nothing like that. If you open the children's menu, you're going to see garbage instead of food. And to make it worse, we're going to give that with soda pop. That either it's with sugar, which is bad, or it's a diet soda that's even worse. Diet sodas have proven to make it more possible for you to catch diabetes, make you gain weight more than sugar itself. So we're doing a disservice to all these kids. And because they do not eat what they should be eating, they're just fat, they're filled but not fed, and they are with a lot of deficiencies. And we're seeing it now. They might look okay, but as they grow, they start catching all these terrible diseases. We see them literally dropping dead in the track because they just don't have the capacity to withstand all the stresses of life, even in school. So our children are getting sicker and sicker, and then they get to their 20s and 30s, and we're seeing children very young with diabetes, with high blood pressure, with heart disease, with vascular disease, and yes, with cancer. We have to make a change here. And that's exactly what the hospital is about. We believe that the answer to health is healing. You don't want to cure a disease. You want to heal from it. You want your body to restore every function. You want your body to fight off the problem. And you want your body to do what it should be doing, perform. You need performance, nothing else. You need healing and you need good performance. You're never going to accomplish that if you don't give the body what the body needs.
Now, Lindsay, your personal experience of this, I mean, do you actually know what was really wrong with you in the first place? Like, what was actually going on in your body? Is it one of these oil men diseases you've contracted?
No, it wasn't one that the oil men are contracting because of the chemicals they come in contact with. I was only there on the oil field for 3 years. What I had was something that probably has been running around in my body for years, called Epstein-Barr virus. And the Epstein-Barr virus is the precursor to chronic fatigue syndrome. And because I had had a tooth that gave a problem at 77 years of age, and I had a little lump on the side of my nose that needed to come off, and the stress and pressure I probably was under from producing a new DVD series back toward the end of the year, all of it just enabled that virus to literally devastate my body and take over. As we oftentimes say, we have cancer cells running around in our body all the time. But when the immune system becomes so weak, they take over. And that's when the trouble comes in. So when I got here, first thing they wanted to do is exactly what you're hearing Dr. Rodriguez talk about. He wanted to build my immune system back so strong that it could take over the Epstein-Barr virus.
Okay. And so in terms of what you were actually feeling, like you just had, what, a toothache and that was it, or what?
Well, it first started out with a toothache. And then I went to the dentist, and the dentist said, let's do a root canal. I should have never done it. I will never have another root canal ever, ever in my life. I don't care how many teeth I have to lose. It caused such stress on my body and on me personally, along with other things that were going on at the time, that I literally laid in the bed at times and would look up.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lindsay, we're going to break. We'll be right back, folks.
To fly to New Zealand by plane from New York City, it takes 22 hours. So from the Twin Cities, 19. I mean, I fly all the time, and 6 hours on a plane is like a lot, and 19 is wrong. And they distract you. They feed you, and then they feed you some more, and then they feed you, give me a dessert. I'll do a dessert, you prick. Give me that dessert. I'll have a Bloody Mary, yeah, give me a whiskey sour, yeah. Give me whatever you got. Just more liquor, more liquor, more liquor. And then when you're done, there's still 16 hours to go. If you want to know what it's like, you can experience going to New Zealand. It's very simple. Sit in a chair for 19 hours and take your hands and press your head as hard as you can. And don't stop. Don't stop. 19 hours, just like this. And then at the end of 19 hours, you pull your hands off and you feel like you're in New Zealand. You certainly won't feel like you're home. They say that New Zealand's beautiful, and I don't know, because by the time I got over the jet lag, I had to go. And it seems to me, if you're going to travel for 19 hours to another country, when you get there, they should have the common courtesy to speak another language. I did not fly all this way to hear English again.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting from New Zealand, the fabulously fluoridated capital, Auckland, is what we call home here. Now, my very special guests are Pastor Lindsay Williams and his doctor, Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez. Now, Pastor, I apologize. I asked you a question about how you were actually feeling and what this disease was actually doing to you, and then we got rudely cut off by a break. So if you would reiterate, that would be lovely.
Yes, I was laying there in bed looking up at the ceiling, and I was so nauseated for weeks. But yet, on the other hand, I never regurgitated. I could eat a meal, but my energy was gone. the virus had literally sapped everything out of me to the point that I was like a vegetable, a wet noodle. And I realized I had to do something. I didn't know what was going on. The doctors couldn't find it. And if they had found it, they wouldn't have been able to do anything about it. You can imagine going to a doctor's office, as Dr. Rodriguez has just mentioned, and him telling you what to eat and how to improve your diet. Well, I was eating a perfect diet, but the stress and the pressure plus the other things that all at the same time came about kind of as a combination had literally weakened my immune system to the point that one of those bugs took over. So as a result, I called Dr. Rodriguez and I said, I've got to have help. He said, come on down, and we will give you a tune-up. I remember those were the exact words he said. He said, Lindsay, come on down, and we will give you a tune-up. Well, believe me, that's exactly what you'll get at IBC Hospital. You'll get a tune-up. And, of course, there again, let me reiterate that the elite know where to go whenever they get sick.
Okay. And Dr. Rodriguez, are you abreast with this whole situation? Like, are you literally treating the elite as they come down to this hospital of yours?
Well, we have had people from literally all over the world. We have had patients from Japan, South Korea, Germany, the Netherlands, England, Thailand, you name it. We have had many people that come. Because I think, and I don't have to necessarily call it the elite, I would call, in this time and age, I think we all have to do our homework, particularly when it comes to health. And, of course, listening to shows like yours and reading good material and being up to the information that's available, you get to understand that the conditions out there are not necessarily for your advantage, and that the only way we can gain control of our lives and work in our advantage is precisely by getting education, by learning about it, and to know that what would I do when the situation comes that I'm going to need medical help. I wish people would even think before that. I wish people would really stop to think, what am I doing right now to my health's advantage? It's simple to talk about health. It's very simple. It sounds even a little bit empty. But what we have to remember is that we were given a wonderful piece of machinery, which is our body, and that body allows us to do a lot of things. And many times, that body of ours is not up to the challenge. We don't have the energy anymore. We don't feel like doing things we used to love. We cannot perform the way we want it. And that's exactly when we have to say, I need to do something with this body of mine, and I need something, as Pastor Williams calls it, a tune-up. I have to put myself in the hands of professional people that are going to help me to restore this energy, to wipe out all these subclinical infections. You know, so many people have subclinical infections that might be in the teeth, that might be in your heart valve, that might be anywhere in your body, some of these viruses. They just live with us, and they just don't make too much noise. So we just don't feel good, but we're not sick enough as to say, I need to go to the doctor. And when you go to the doctor is going to say, you're fine. What do you want me to do? And chronic fatigue syndrome is a perfect example of that. People go to the doctor, and the doctor says, I cannot find anything, so there must be something in your head. You see, and people are given, and I've seen it year after year after year, people that are given a sedative, or sent on a vacation, or even sent to see a psychiatrist, because you don't feel good, I cannot find anything, which means you must be crazy. They never doctors never stop to think, what am I missing? Am I missing something? No, if I don't find anything in the lab work and you keep telling me that you feel bad, you are wrong. Something is wrong with you in your head, and I have to fix it. And I have countless number of people that were referred to as psychiatrists because of this reason. And what we have to do is we have to educate ourselves. We have to learn more about it because doctors, unfortunately, do not know best. So we have to have a very smart actor in the maintenance of our health. We have to go to the doctor, but we have to go to the doctor with questions. We have to go with inquiries about what he wants to do and why he wants to do it, what can I expect from it, what sort of side effects am I going to get, how am I taking care of my body. And if the doctor says you have to lose weight, you have to say, how? You show me how. You are the doctor. You see, but we have to learn about those things, and we have to learn to talk to the doctor as the other part of our health team, not as somebody above us or anything like that. Smart people are learning better and better how to take care of themselves.
Well, what occurs to me is that doctors are not really taught nutrition in modern medical schools. It would occur to me that if a doctor's job was to keep people healthy, nutrition is the very first thing that you would teach them. But apparently it's the last, if at all.
Well, I can understand that you might not be taught something. What I cannot understand is that I don't want to learn more than what I was told. Unfortunately, a lot of the training nowadays is done by pharmaceutical companies. I mean, if you go to any doctor's office any day, you're going to see that somebody always paying a visit to that office, and that might be the representative of a pharmaceutical company that's going to talk about the merits of this or that product. Well, doctors have to understand that that has a commercial interest. It has a monetary interest. And in this time and age, I think we're responsible for looking alternative ways of education and listening more to people. And again, let's say I have a patient, because that has always been my philosophy. If somebody comes my way and says, I don't feel good and I cannot find anything, well, I better go back to the drawing board and sit with the patient and analyze everything, because if somebody's not feeling good, he's not feeling good, period. And my duty is to find out what is happening on one hand. On the other hand, I have learned throughout the years that I have been in the practice of medicine that there is a lot of wisdom in everybody's biology, in everybody's functions, that you can take advantage of. What I say for this is that you do not necessarily have to know exactly what's wrong, nor how to take care of it. But if I know how to take care of the whole system, if I know how to feed you better, if I put you in a place like this, let me tell you what International Biocare is all about. You come in here, you're going to be checked like in any other hospital, you're going to have laboratory work, you're going to be reviewed, you're going to have all these things. But then I'm going to send you, you're going to be in-house. So I can control what you eat, what you drink, how many hours you stay in your room, how many hours you go to sleep, what sort of exercise, how much sunlight you're going to be getting every day. And I'm going to be making this management to make your body function better and better and healthier and healthier. And then, because I have the advantage of putting you on intravenous nutrition.
Doctor, unfortunately, we're coming to break now. We'll be right back. We've got them for another whole hour, ladies and gentlemen. Back in a minute.